Coast 93.1, good morning. Thank you for being a part of the 5 o'clock club. Blake and Eva show, it's 5:43. Now, Eva does not need to lose weight, but she's always...
Oh, getting in front of that one.
Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a little note for myself. In this topic, you need to put that line first.
Okay.
Eva doesn't need, look at my notes right there. It says, literally starts with, Eva doesn't need to lose weight, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But. Who knew that radio studio floors were made of eggshells?
Okay.
Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. Eva doesn't need to lose weight, but.
But.
Always trying to find ways to be more healthy, despite her own poor decisions.
Yeah, sometimes I.
And inability to have one cookie, for example, instead of 14. She ate 14 cookies.
Guilty.
Not like Oreos, although even that would be a lot. Four homemade, like, apple cookies that our listener brought in on Friday. 14.
We heard
I had
you.
One.
Well,
14.
They placed them by me.
And
they
a donut.
No.
Oh, right. Sorry. Ribs. And two things of cornbread.
Don't forget the mac and cheese with the jalapeno.
And mac and cheese.
Ooh.
This is all in one morning.
Mm-hmm. It's bad.
So maybe this would work to help curb those poor decisions.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's a guy in the UK whose name is, of course, Dibsy McClintock.
Okay.
Dibsy McClintock wanted to lose weight. Now, he was really heavy. 560.
Oh, that's
560 pounds.
Damn.
So a personal trainer said, you know what? I will help you out for free. Offer my services pro bono. But you're going to have to go along with my plan. And the trainer, aside from helping him with like physical fitness, needed to help him with diet. Because they always say that weight loss is primarily diet. Like
yep.
Exercise is a part, but mm-hmm. It's mostly diet. You want to get abs? Has nothing to do with working out. It's all diet, right? So it says the personal trainer who he met with had a plan to keep him on track diet-wise, and I'm thinking this may be a good plan for Eva to help keep you on track with, you know, your healthy eating goals.
Okay. What does it involve?
He put up flyers all over town, like wanted flyers.
Yeah.
At all the food establishments.
Oh, no.
That were his bad habits. Telling them not to serve him.
Yeah, no.
What now, then after the flyers went up, his urges went away because he'd go in and he wouldn't be allowed to do it, to eat there. So they'd say, okay, well, I guess I'll go have my healthy food that the trainer planned out for me. Guess what? He lost half his body weight. He lost 280 pounds. This is him.
Each year, I take one person for free and try and change their life. With Dibsy, I didn't know it.
Oh, sorry. This is the trainer. This is the trainer. They're talking about his friend, Dibsy.
I know.
I didn't know him. We'd never met each other before. I seen him come into my company, and I'll be honest, I'd never seen a human as big.
It definitely worked. It was due to the deterrent. I didn't go to
Did you try and get into these places?
No.
Did you say, I'm not that guy?
You didn't have the moment to go, we're not letting you eat, you're banned. You never had that?
No.
You just it made you not go?
Yeah, I just didn't even attempt to go. It didn't bother me no more.
Yeah. And once he knew he'd go in and not get served,
right.
You know?
You know me, though. I'd scurry around to another location.
Well, the idea is your poster would be up at all locations. Mm. You'd have to lie.
Well, you know me. I have a box of costumes and disguises.
So, okay, let's say your poster was up at the 14 cookie establishment.
Mm-hmm.
What would you...
Well, I'd get the pink wig out with my green fabulous hat,
uh-huh.
And I would go in and I would change my voice because apparently my voice is recognizable, and I would be, okay, I'll recreate Saturday at Two Fat Cats. This is on the half price table, the cupcake, and I'll take two brownies and two molasses cookies.
Why are your eyes closed?
Oh, because I'm envisioning...
I wasn't sure if you were playing like a blind person or something.
No, I was envisioning those damn brownies. Oh.
See?
No, I'm not Eva.
Well, ma'am, who says that? who announces it? I think you might be Eva. Can you take your glasses off? We don't serve people if they're...
No, I can't because I have an infection in my eyes. And if you look at that, it could be infectious to you.
You have an infection?
I have an infection in my eye that is it's infectious to other people if you look at it.
What is it?
It's called Stanarocheus.
What's that?
It's an infection in my eye that transmits to other eyes when you look at it. It's very, very rare, and I'm being treated with antibiotics, but for the next 14 days, I can't look at people. So, no, I can't take my
glasses
off.
You can catch it by being looked at?
Yes. It's rampant. It came from South America.
Eva, you're trying really hard. You could just have the brownie. You know what? It's on the house.
See? It's on the free house. And you know, I got it.
As long as you mention the story on your show.
The Blake and Eva Show.